Dreamscape presents Ashes in My Mouth, Sand in My Shoes by Per Pedersen. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Ashes in My Mouth, Sand in My Shoes. A Man Without Shoes. Dad had a face that Arvid loved to watch, and at the same time made him nervous, as it wasn't just a face, but also a rock in the forest with its furrows and hollows, at least if he squinted when he looked. Of course, you can be a bit unsettled if you look at your dad and suddenly there is a large rock where his head used to be. Those who like to comment on this kind of thing said that the two of them looked a lot like each other, and that was perhaps what made Arvid most nervous. But when he glanced in the mirror, he didn't understand what they meant, for Dad was blonde, and all Arvid saw in the mirror was two round cheeks, and plainly Dad did not have them. But most of the time Dad was just Dad, someone that Arvid liked and dared to touch. Uncle Rolf said that Dad's face had a determination that couldn't determine where to go, but Uncle Rolf had always been a big mouth. Dad worked in a shoe factory and had gone up through the ranks at Solomon Shoes at Kylan's Square. He was a skilled worker now and had just become a foreman when the Norwegian shoe industry capsized and sank like the Titanic. After that, he moved from factory to factory as if they were ice floes in the Buna Fjord in spring, further and further away, and in the end he found a job on the island of Finn in Denmark. It was a responsible post for a worker, in the office for half the week. Recognition, Mum said, let's be clear about that, and she seemed to like the thought of returning to the old country. He was away for 6 months, and Arvid and Gri and Mum...